This is another New Directions book of mine called Starting from San Francisco. Whitman started from Pominock 100 years ago. So we reached the last frontier, and having no place to go, still trying to figure out where to go, I'll come to that. The title poem from this book is Starting from San Francisco. Here I go again, crossing the country in coach trains, back to my old lone wandering, all night, eastward, upward, over the Great Divide and on, into Utah, over Great Salt Plain and onward, rocking, the white dawn burst across, mesas, tablelands, all flat, all laid away, great glary sun, wood bridge over water. Later, in still light, we still reel onward, onward, back and forth across the continent, bang, bang, by any wheel or horse, any rail, by car, by buggy, by stagecoach, walking, riding, hooves, pounding the great plains, caravans into the night, forever, into Wyoming. All that day and night, rocking through it, snow on steppes and plains of November, roads lost in it, or never existent, back in the beginning again, no people yet, no ruts westward yet, under the snow. Still more huge spaces we bowl through, still untouched dark land, indomitable. Horizons of mesas, like plains of Spain, high up in Don Quixote country, sharp eroded towers of bluffs like windmills tilted, los molinos of earth abandoned, great long rectangular stone islands sticking up on far plains like forts, or immense light cargo ships high on plains of water, becalmed and rudderless, props thrashing wheat, stranded forever, no one on those bridges. Later again, much later, one small half-assed town, followed by one telephone wire and one straight single iron road hung to the tracks as by magnets, attached to a single endless fence, past solitary pumping stations, each with a tank, a car, a small house, a dog. No people anywhere. All hiding. White man gone home. Must be a cowboy someplace. Birds flap from fences, trestles, caw and caw their nothingness. Stone church sticks up, quote, out of nowhere, unquote. This must be interzone between heaven and Brooklyn. Do they have a classified section as in the phone books in the back of the Bibles here? Otherwise, they'd never find anything. Try instant Zen. Still later again, sunset and strange clouds like udders rayed with light from below. Some God's hand sticks through. Black trees stand out. The world is a winter farm. Cradle we rocked out of, prairie schooners into Pullmans, their bright saloons sheeted in oblivion. Wagon lit, bed wagons over the prairies, bodies nested in them, hurtled through night, inscrutable. Onward still, or backward. Huge snowfield still, on and on, still no one. Indians all gone to Florida or Cuba. Train hoots at something in the nowhere. We still rock through, ding, ding, crossroads flicker by, mining towns once roaring, now shrunk to the railhead, street lights stoned with loneliness, or lit with leftover sun they drank too much of during the day. And at long last now, this world shrunk to one lone brakeman's face, stuck out of darkness, long white forehead like bleached skull of cow, huge black sad eyes, high peaked cloth cap, gray striped, swings his railroad lantern high, close up as our window whizzes by. His figure splashed upon it, slanted, musing-like, very grave, very tall, strange skeleton. Who stole America? Myself I saw in the window reflected. Did I hear a baby's cry at the end of that poem? Heard one somewhere.